The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As traditional banks consolidate their market share, digital-first global players known as neobanks are taking over the Irish market. Neobanks are said to provide more accessible, more innovative and faster financial services. But what are neobanks? Why are they becoming more popular? Well, joining me now is Robert Whelan, Managing Director with Rockwell Financial. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what is a neobank?
A neobank is effectively what we say a digital-first bank. So traditional banks would have had a branch, and they would have had staff and they would have had all these big brands. What neobanks were, where they basically said banking, they launched banking as a service, which is you have an app on your phone and all money moves digitally. No one uses cash anymore. And they've built their platforms essentially based on that transaction.
So there's no bricks and mortar except head office.
Of course.
Somewhere. Now, name the typical neobanks. I mean, Revolut is the one I'm familiar with, but there are more.
There are more, yes. So you have Monzo, which would be very big in the UK. You have Bunk, which would be a big European player. And so I see Goldman Sachs have just launched their own one called Marcus. And I believe that's about to enter the market, and there will be others.
Now, I treat Revolut as a wallet. Mm. You know, money goes in, money goes out when you have to pay a bill or share a bill or whatever it might be. And that's not really a full banking service, but they do offer more than that.
Absolutely. In Ireland, they offer trading services. So you can buy shares, you can buy crypto. And again, a lot of their users in their mid-20s will be using it for that type of purpose. And they do loans. And they have submitted a proposal to the Central Bank of Ireland to get approval to provide mortgages, which they're saying they'll be launching a product in the next 12 months.
Now, who are they? Like, you know, AIB or Bank of Ireland, we know that the Minister for Finance was a shareholder in both until relatively recently. Still has, I think, some shares left in one of them. Anyway, no matter. Who are the shareholders normally? They're Irish people who invest or pension funds that invest in shares. But who are Revolut? Who are Monzo? Who are Marcus?
They're all effectively private equity-backed software companies at the end of the day. There's no like institutional knowledge or anything behind it. As I said, they're usually set up by technical experts who saw a technical solution to a financial problem rather than financial experts who saw a technical solution. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean, because AIB and Bank of Ireland, for example, would be trying to create a technical service, a digital service.
Yes.
These guys start with the digital.
Exactly.
And worry about the banking.
Exactly. And it's funny that you mention it, but I think it's like some of the most fervent adopters of these technologies weren't kids. They were middle-aged parents, because they solved two huge problems for us. One, when we went out for dinner, it was very easy to split the bill.
Yeah.
And two, if we wanted to give our kids a few quid, it was very easy to be able to not only transfer funds, but monitor spending, restrict spending, etc. So they did find a huge early adopter base in there. The challenge they're going to have, I believe, is getting that next generation to see them as a bank rather than, as you said, as a wallet.
Now, you did a straw poll yourself.
I did, yeah. So I was just saying, my son Matthew had some friends over for the game last night, and I just did a straw poll, and I said, lads, give me the name of a bank. I said, they're all Leinster fans, so the new Bank of Ireland. But then I said, give me another one, and two of them said, AIB, almost with a question mark. And I said, is there any others? And I went, oh, there's that one. What's it called? PP. I said, PTSB. Yeah. I said, what about Revolut? And I said, oh, that's not a bank. I said, what is it? And they said, it's just a way to get money. And I said, is that not a bank? So it's very interesting how they perceived it.
It's the Bank of Dad under a different name, I suspect. So what are the pros and what are the cons of the neobanks?
Essentially, it's about ease of access. Like, ultimately, all technologies are about removing friction from our lives. And what they do is, because the traditional banks, particularly in Ireland, and they've been restricted primarily because it was kind of like a perfect storm whereby Irish banks came out of a funding crisis where they needed money. They didn't have it to put into these resources. These banks stepped in. And what these banks did was they saw make it very, very easy for you to receive and send money, to be able to, if you want, for instance, to invest directly from your bank account. But ultimately, that's where they're fitting in right now. I think that, as I said, the challenge they're going to have is convincing the Irish consumer to bank with them, get your salary paid in, pay your direct debits from it, etc.
Now, when you compare the kind of services they offer in as a business person in terms of price, I mean, how do they compare with the traditional banks?
Yeah, well, funnily enough, so I won't mention it, we are a a software company and we've lots of staff and we need to pay them every month. And the problem with the bank that we deal with, our main bank, our actual bank, is in order to pay, to do payroll, they insist we take effectively an overdraft with them for the payroll amount, which is insane. So or either that, or we have to go in line by line and pay every staff member, which is a nightmare. So to get over that hump, Revolut, you just simply, we transfer the money across from our bank into our banking Revolut account the day before payday. The money goes out. Much cheaper, much more efficient. In fact, the big difference is that, like, with our bank, some people who weren't in our bank were getting having to wait 2 days to get paid, if you know what I'm trying to say. Whereas with Revolut, it's instantaneous.
So they all have Revolut. They've all had to sign up to Revolut to receive their...
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, so we transfer money into our Revolut account and then we can pay their bank
account. To any account.
Bank of Ireland, AIB, Revolut, PTSB, doesn't matter.
Okay, so they are, if you like, growing their services and growing their market penetration in areas other than simply as a wallet.
Absolutely, yeah. And as I said, cheaper than the pillar banks for that service.
Now, what about interest if you save with them?
Yeah, they do give you an interest amount. I suppose I would caution everybody in terms of all banks is that obviously all banks in the EU are governed by a bank guarantee. So Revolut's main bank is the bank of is a Lithuanian bank, and that is covered by the same 100,000 euro guarantee as Bank of Ireland and AIB and PTSB are. So I would be cautious about that, but they do offer you a rate of interest based on a certain length of time, but I'm not an expert on that. So
okay, now the 100,000 euro guarantee, if you've got savings to that amount with any bank, whether it's traditional or neo, who pays that in the event of a collapse?
Government, ECB, effectively at the end of the day, are the backstop.
Okay, that is the backstop. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Don't put more than 100 grand in any bank.
Let's not start a bank run, Pat. But no, absolutely. All these banks are well capitalized. It's more that in terms of don't treat them any different than you would any other bank is all I'm trying to say. And I think in Ireland, our Irish banks are particularly well capitalized. So.
And in terms of the bricks and mortar, are we likely to see more redundancies, I suppose, more closures and more lovely bank buildings around the country shutting down?
Oh, 100%. Like, at the end of the day, in this building, if you were here 25 years ago, there were 16 branches of banks or credit, of retail institutions. Remember First Active, Irish Nationwide, National Irish Bank, KBC, Ulster Bank, ACC, all long gone. And that's only going to, obviously, that's only going to continue.
All right, so they're here to stay.
Then. Oh, 100%, yeah.
And the trad has got to look more neo.
Yeah, and it's trying, but it's got a bit more work to do.
All right, Robert Whelan, Managing Director with Rockwell Financial. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.